if you look at some of the age of some of the people in the innovation booth, you'd see a little bit difference in terms of some quite young artists.
Which is so fantastic. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Snell, who is the CEO of the International Folk Art Market, has done the show with me several times. And he often uses the statistic that the artisan sector is the number two. You're nodding your head. You can say it better than I can.
Well, in many developing countries, it's the number two source of income after agriculture.
Yes, globally. This mm-hmm. is true globally. So it's not just that we can, you know, we folks have the chance to sit and make pretty things that come from their culture. It's an unbelievable economic driver. And I think especially when you plug women in, I think, didn't Dr. Muhammad Yunus, he made his first loans. He established the micro-lending bank, Gamin, in India. And I think his first loans were, was it $27 he pulled out of his own pocket? And it's almost 100% payback rate. And now the bank is something like $13 billion in assets. Most of those were artists and most of them were women. There's incredible economic power in women weavers. You can speak to this truth, can't you, Carla Fernandez?
Yes. I think when you give opportunity to the people that has not had opportunities to develop, mm-hmm. and you see it all the time, they are so grateful, and they really believe in community. Mm-hmm. What I really like about indigenous communities is that you see that it's about, we can all go and walk together. Mm-hmm. If you have a better life and you are happy, we will all be happy. And that's why I keep saying, who should be learning from whom, you know? Because sometimes when you attend a business class or you attend, you know, more Western thinking, it's mm-hmm. all about you and yourself and the money that you get. And
That you put in your own pocket for your own family,
yes,
and that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah, right.
So I've been learning another way of happiness, thanks to my fellow family in the indigenous communities.
Yes.
And happiness also comes from many different ways, you know, and it's sharing and it's happiness, not because of how much money you have, but how you share it with the other people. Mm-hmm. And that's how I teach my kids, no?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And I take them to the community to see, this is what you should be looking for.
Right. And then the entire community benefits and everyone's happiness is increased, which speaks directly to the well-being we were talking about a little bit earlier. You want to add anything to this, Mary Latrell?
I think we're learning a lot from what Carla's saying, yes, in terms of the community emphasis. When we hear you know, a particular artist has a sales level of a certain level at the market, in many cases that one artist, let's say that they're taking home $30,000, but they're going to be sharing that with 29 women, mm-hmm, in their community, and everyone is going to benefit.
Yes, and it's my understanding that a lot of the dollars go back into the community, and they go to education, healthcare, and good water. Mm-hmm. Those are the top three that I've heard Jeff Snell talking about.
Yes, actually, this is our case. We're mm-hmm. doing a textile home now.
What is it? Oh, you're making
yes.
a home?
Well, it's going to be a residency for artisans. I think it's the first one that is made in Mexico. And we're also going to have like a space for giving conferences and a space for craft and art.
That is fabulous. Yes. And so, I think the Cuban, they'll be back again this year, and they have a community art. They have built a whole community art place in their region in Cuba. So much of the money goes back into the community. It's a completely different business model than we have in this country. And yeah. Go ahead.
Well, it's El Grupo Bellete, and they're painters, and yes, they... And it's a wide age range of people that are
yes,
involved.
Several of them community. Did the show last year. It was so fun. I had five of them on, young to the patriarch.
Patriarch,
the
you're
patriarch
right.
of the group, who mm-hmm. founded the group, yes,
exactly.
And his son.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Luis and Luis. Yes. Estudiante. He still calls himself Estudiante.
The student, because he considers himself a student of his father.
Father.
Yes.